Dorothy Hess, who was a very, very good and esteemed piano teacher in Wellington City. She lived in Pentley Park. I started learning piano with her when I was four because my older sisters were learning and I wanted to copy them. The Parkway Restaurant or the Wigmore Hall in London and put on pupils' concerts. As I was growing up, my parents became involved on the committee. I know my father was treasurer.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to go Monday lunchtimes, I think. I was at Templewood.
So yeah. Just,
and then after school one day as well. She emphasised memory and performance.
Right.
Really, which was quite interesting. Now, I took, I think, grade 5 and grade 8. That was it, sort of thing. So she didn't make you go through
no.
1 to 8. No. It was always in Parkway Restaurant.
Yes.
Or the later, the Mid Arts College. But the AGM was always at, in those days, or in my days, was at H.G. Wells' house under the viaduct. That was always great fun. Garden party and AGM and beautiful. Welling Garden City Music Club, as it was called then, started in 1944, I think. I wasn't there. By Dorothy Hess, who was a very, very good and esteemed piano teacher in Wellington City. She started the music club. She had contacts with many of the eminent musicians, really, in that day. Her sister, Stephanie Hess, who lived in the Lake District, was responsible for bringing the Amadeus Quartet into London, into England, during the war, because they were Jewish, I presume. She had three sisters and a very, very musical family. One was a composer, one was a famous cellist, Emmy, and one was a violinist, Steffi, the one that brought the Amadeus in. And the first concert, I think Myra Hess, she was a wonderful teacher of piano. I loved it, and she didn't believe in exams or scales. She just used to hire... Dorothy Hess, of course, arranged all the artists because she knew them. But my father was treasurer for quite some years, and my mother was on the committee, so I grew up with knowing all about it and going to the concerts, in fact. In those days, they used to stay the night often at our house, the artists, because it took them longer to get here and the train system wasn't so good. So my mother used to give them dinner, and then they'd often usually stay the night. I remember my mother once, in a different context, somebody was talking about Alfred Brendel, and my mother said, "Oh, he slept in my bed once." And I remember Stephen Bishop coming to dinner, and he just brought along two groupies, really, two ghastly girls that were sort of giggly, and she wasn't expecting them. She had to feed them as well. Every month, about five or six per year, I think, that's what it is now, six per year, from, say, October to April. Mm. Yes, but none in the summer. I think that's how it was. It might have been more then. It was always chamber music. A piano always had to be hired, so that was an expense that was often as much as, well, certainly in my day when I arranged it, it was as much as the fee for the artists. So we only allowed ourselves two pianos per season.
And where would that be hired from?
Jake Samuel in Edgware Road. I think it's about £800-900 now.
But goodness.
In my day it was £500 or £600, but that's
after the major
we're talking about.
Yes.
Major.
Yes.
And you have to have it tuned and everything.
Of course.
And the tuner waited till the interval and did it again. So high quality. The artists are always very pleased to get a good piano, Steinway or a Stein or something.
Yes.
Presumably they played on all sorts. Yeah. So, lots of string quartets, which don't need a piano. Guitarists, well, you've seen from the programmes. Interesting, yes. I think I read somewhere on the website there was a waiting list in the early days, but now they're desperate for people. Yes. Well, I remember Annie Fisher, because I was about six and I had to give her a bouquet at the end. I was very nervous. I remember a singer called Ilse Wolf. I don't know how famous she was, singing with my piano teacher, Dorothy Hess. She played the piano in the concert, and they wore long black. I'd never seen her like that. It was quite strange. My mother played the piano, and my father, yes, a bit, but he used to play Christians Awake on Christmas morning, which used to drive us around the fair. But apart from that, he didn't really do much. But they were he listened a lot. I was in Sherry's Park Road.
You're right.
So it's just around the corner.
Yes. Well, it sounds it, yes.